From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The European Union's antitrust regulator Tuesday ordered technology company Apple to repay Ireland $14.5 billion in back taxes. It said Apple received an unfair tax break from Ireland and managed to avoid almost all corporate taxes across the 28-nation bloc for more than a decade. Apple Chief Executive Tim Cook immediately said the U.S.-based multinational company would appeal the ruling, as did Ireland. In Washington, U.S. officials also voiced their disappointment of the decision. A White House spokesman said U.S. taxpayers could eventually bear the brunt of the decision. A car bomb exploded Tuesday near Somalia's presidential palace, killing more than 20 people. Among those injured in the blast at the SYL Hotel were the Minister of Transportation, the State Minister for Defense, several lawmakers, and two local radio journalists. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The United States and India will bolster their sharing of intelligence on known or suspected terrorists. Secretary of State John Kerry says the governments have also agreed on a joint cyber framework to reduce cyber crime. Overall, ministers and officials of India and the United States are touting a significantly expanded strategic and economic relationship. The United States says both Turkey and U.S.-allied Kurdish forces in Syria are critical to the fight against Islamic State forces in the region. U.S. Army General Joseph Votel, head of the U.S. Central Command, says the U.S. relies on both parties to help counter the principal threat of IS. The two groups have been fighting each other along the Syrian border. This is VOA News.